Welcome to Align by Design. I'm Amy Elizabeth, a 5'1 splenic projector, a mother, and a partner. I'm a former teacher who has now created worldwide impact with a global brand and making multi-millions while going through massive life changes and basking in all of the polarities in only a few short years. All of this from aligning with my human design. I bring human design to you in a way you've never experienced it before. I work with the process of alignment through the unsexy work so you can tap into another level of sexy you didn't know existed yet, all while becoming the most authentic you. I desire you to own all of your powers so you can experience the flow, the ease, the integrity, the success, the freedom, the satisfaction, and most importantly, the undeniable magnetism alignment brings so you can create the impact and, of course, the income your soul desires. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Align by Design podcast. I am Amy Elizabeth, and I'm so excited to be tapping into today because we're going to go into some areas where people really self-sabotage with human design and don't allow themselves to experience the full experiment of human design. So if you guys are new to my world, welcome, welcome, welcome. There is a vast amount of information, storytelling, sharing, truths, embodiments, and really how-tos on this podcast along with my world. If you guys enter into my world, we actually take all of the information and go into the depth of embodiment of how actually to use human design to change your world. Now, I am no stranger to the unsexy work in human design. In fact, it actually excites me. And one of the most unsexy places people go is self-sabotage. And what is self-sabotage? So essentially self-sabotage is you get to a level of, let's say, success in your business or happiness in your life or like looking fly, looking good, looking fit. And then all of a sudden you decide to throw it away. You stop implementing the habits, the routines, the structures, the embodiment, the leadership that actually supports that growth. And either you coast, you get really cozy and you get a little bit lazy. Even with alignment, like we all get to a level of alignment and there's more to go, but you end up just staying there. And a really big reason is that people actually, what I want to go into today is people actually sabotage because they're protecting other people. Now I have a program called Self-Sabotage to Self-Made that is live in a week's time. So hop into my world, white card and black card, also get access to it. You can, if you don't want it, black card or white card, which you're a little crazy and odds to because it's insane what's coming forward. But if you're like, let's just test the waters, let's dive into Amy's world, this would be an amazing place to start. And it's really about scaling money. But what people do with alignment and human design and life in general, success, money, I see it all the time, levels of leadership, is they actually begin to sabotage to protect other people. So you, in your process of alignment, wherever you're at, you know that once you step into alignment, things change, right? The way that you are, the understanding that you have, and not only that, your boundaries, your standards, your habits, your action, your frequency, your energy, all of that changes. When that changes, it changes things for other people in your life. And that can become one of the most uncomfortable places because when you start making a lot of money, people start wanting you to be the same as you were before. Because they're comfortable with you, right? They really like that version of you that they knew at the very beginning. They haven't been doing the work that you've been doing. They haven't been aligning in the ways that you're aligning. They haven't been tapping into frequencies the way that you have. They haven't been doing the unsexy work that you've been doing. They haven't made the investments that you've made. They haven't had the mentorship that you have. They haven't had the leadership that you have. And in order to actually shift into alignment, we need a lot of personal power. We need a lot of self-trust. And they haven't developed that yet. So it can be very uncomfortable for them to try to understand this new version of you, let alone the world praising you, let alone the world being like, I want to pay you $20,000, $40,000, $80,000. Like, that's not understandable how you could be a match for that because they don't get that work. And what happens is really uncomfortable moments for you. Think about any part of your journey and alignment, how when you change and other people aren't changing with you, they want to stall things for you. And it's done very subconsciously, I promise you. It's just from a place of not understanding. So then you self-sabotage in order to keep them comfortable, happy, passive, safe, whatever it is. You avoid going into that next level and you maintain the same level, if not dropping down. You drop your standards, you drop your frequency, you drop your state of alignment, you drop your personal power, you drop your magnetism, whatever it is, you sabotage. You sabotage the growth in order to keep someone else safe. Safe is really an illusion, okay? The safety is an illusion. It is not true safety. So instead of actually stepping into the highest version of yourself, which would require difficult conversations, which would require more alignment and more personal power to hold that alignment no matter what, it would require perhaps more boundaries, more communication, more change. It even can mean not continuing relationships with people, friendships, the type of relationship you have. So it may need to change. That relationship may need to change. And that needs to be okay. We're not going to get to this next level of wealth, impact, and income in your leadership if you're not truly continuously aligning, evolving, and leading deeper with your alignment. Your alignment is going to continue to require you to step up to it. So I want you to imagine alignment in like stairs. The level that you're on right now is great, and it's probably provided you a lot of incredible things, realizations about self, understanding of self, and really healthy change for you. And you want more because that's the type of person you are. And this is the world that we're in. More means limitless. And that's what we're tapping into. So when you start to now realize that you stepping up into that next level, which we actually do from a very conscious point, we realize that's what it takes. And then we back away and say, I don't want that disruption. I don't want the collateral, quote unquote, domino effect or damage that this is going to cause. And it's not actually damage in a bad way, but that's how you're perceiving it. Because again, you're trying to protect. You're protecting you or you're protecting somebody else. And that's an illusion of safety. But really what happens is you end up dropping that or not stepping into that next level, and you actually disappoint yourself. You put yourself into a state of deep frustration, and you sit there and you continue to do the things that have already worked, right? Have worked in the past, and they're not working anymore. The way that you're selling, the way that you're being, it's not working. It's just not working because you haven't actually stepped up into the next level of leadership. And a lot of us are afraid to admit that, like, that's what it actually takes. It takes that. We can go take every single strategy course in the world that will get you to a certain level. And it may not even get you to a certain level because this embodiment and this personal power and this alignment is required. You will not continue to climb. You will not continue to rise. You will not continue to evolve. You will remain where you are, if not drop back down. Now, obviously, we've seen so much of this, and I don't believe that, like, I'm not going into the stories of, oh my gosh, like, we're not making enough money or as much money as we could, as we are, because times are changing and the industry and people aren't paying. That's a lie. It's very available, it's being made, but you're not changing. In 2020, a lot of people hopped into the industry and hopped into human design and hopped into the process of alignment because there was less distractions. There was less going on. There was less life. There was less interaction with people. There was less relationships. It was you in your house and your world, and you got to do the things and the relationships that you already are in, and you got to do the things that required alignment based on really simple and easy conditions. Now that things have evolved, now that Instagram is changing, the algorithm continues to change, our buyers are changing, there's trends in buying, and those are also changing. Your inability to adapt your alignment to now the new things is the problem. You've capped out. You've capped out yourself. You've literally chosen to cap out. And people in my world decide to keep going no matter what. None of those are limitations. It's just a way we actually adapt, change, and evolve even more. They're opportunities, they're invitations. So if you're sitting here being like, this is what I've known to be true about human design, my alignment, my evolution, and my growth, amazing. What's next? What else have you been missing or avoiding? What's uncomfortable for you? What has been really easy and effortless inside of your alignment? And what unsexy work have you been avoiding? What difficult conversations need to change? What standards for yourself this year need to change? How are you rising? How are you ascending? How are you choosing to be different? My word for this year, as I've shared with you guys, is different. Everything needs to be different. The operation of self needs to be different. And it doesn't mean anything is bad. It just means this is how we evolve. We be different. We show up different. We align different. We position different. We deepen. So it's the deepening and developing and different, 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 different. If you're doing same, same, and you're not getting results that are growing, you're getting same, same results, or you're getting less than results, this is what needs to shift. And again, it's super easy to align when all conditions add up. All conditions add up. It is conditional alignment. That's exactly what it is. Unconditional alignment means no matter what, no matter what you're experiencing, no matter what hard time you're going through, no matter what perspective is dropping for you, you decide to rise it. You decide to rise with it. You decide to rise in deeper alignment, and that requires harder work. It is not hard to sell something. I promise you, it's literally not. Again, go take those ABC programs. It's not hard to sell something. What's hard is amplifying your magnetism because there's unsexy work that's blocking it, and you're facing resistance. What's hard is breaking down your ego. What's hard is allowing yourself to change and be different. What's hard is deeper embodiment. What's hard is going bigger in self-leadership. What's hard is deepening your authority online. All of those things are hard, and that's what people are missing. So it doesn't need to be, you know, looking at something and being like, I'm going to avoid that difficult moment to protect those people because they don't want to see me changing, and I don't want to have to go into that, and I don't want to have to start an argument, and I know what this is going to cause, and I don't want to trigger this person, or I don't want to, you know, have quote unquote less friends, or I don't want to say that I'm not going to do this when, you know, everybody else is doing. That's personal power. That's choice. That's self-leadership. So if you're deciding not to do those things, you're deciding not to grow. End of story. Point blank. It's actually so simple. So you have to dig deeper this year, and you actually have to allow yourself to stop protecting anything, to stop sabotaging, to look at the places of how you consciously and unconsciously sabotage inside of your own life, journey, desires, wants, and potential, and where you're playing so much smaller than where you know you could be. And that's the question I'm going to leave you with. Where do you know you could be? What potential are you leaving unturned? Where are you not matching what you desire? And that's the work to be deepening. That's the work of self-leadership. That's the work of, oh my gosh, now I need to embody this level of me. This is going to go into health, your fitness. This is going to go into your refinement of your image and your brand. This is going to go into your communication and articulation. This is obviously going to be going into deepening your alignment, your evolution, and your embodiment and your leadership. I know everyone can be a match for the most ideal clients in their world. I know that you can sell out programs like you've never sold them out before. I know that all of that gets to be so simple, but you need to be doing this deeper work. Last year was a whole lot of surface levels and people got away with it. This year, it needs to change. You have already seen so much change. I mean, if we look at look at your life in January, you've probably already seen, we've seen celebrity breakups. You've seen influencer breakups. You've seen people's lives change. You've seen people do things that are very different. Give up drinking, hard 75. Like, people are making dramatic changes right now. Are you? Are you making dramatic changes to align to your highest frequency, highest self, and highest alignment? Are you making dramatic changes to actually be a more embodied version of yourself, leader of yourself? This is where the money comes in effortlessly. This is where the magnetism is just amplified. So ask yourself those questions and let's deepen that. Let's go there. It gets to be fun. You get to come out sexier than ever because that's always the vibe. And alignment wins no matter what. Alignment always attracts the purity of all of your desires. So let's be a match for that. I'm sending you guys so much love. Hop into self-sabotage to self-made, because the only way you're going to become millionaire, multimillionaire, and continue to grow that is by these self-made processes. Sending you so much love. Mwah! See you guys there.
Align by design.